We welcome in the MCCSC superintendent, Dr. Judy DeMuth, on a Tuesday morning. Dr. DeMuth, good morning. How are you?
Just great. How are you doing?
Well, I'm great because school's going to end relatively on time this year, which is good. And yeah. So far, so good. And you know what? This has been one of the more quieter springs that we've had. And I think that's a good thing as everybody is getting wrapped up. Can you believe it? 1 week from today, that's it.
No, I can't believe it. And I think maybe it's been quiet because we've been rescheduling all of our outside activities constantly. Maybe we just didn't have a whole lot of them. It's been a really stressful spring, to say the least. And I applaud those people that are responsible for doing all of that because they're constantly shifting activities and making it all work for our kids. So I really appreciate it.
And we're talking about transportation changes. We're talking about fields. We're talking about coaches and even the kids trying to keep their studies going while doing all this. So yeah, it's been a little trying, but again, our old joke is we don't have to shovel rain, so I think it's a fair trade when we look back at all of it.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, even our kids go to Bradford Woods. They do a lot of activities here in the May, and so we're constantly shifting and you know, working with parents to make sure they understand it's a weather related item and we've got to make a shift. And but hey, we're flexible and it all works out, so that's a good thing.
What about summer school activities?
Oh my gosh, do we have a great summer school schedule. So if students are still interested in summer school and parents would like to visit our website, we certainly would like them to go there to sign up for summer school. We can still take students, and that's at www.mccse.edu. And in addition to summer school for students, which is always very well received, we have all types of learning opportunities scheduled for our staff. And probably the one that comes up more quickly than others is June 6th and 7th. In cooperation with Indiana University and a lady by the name of Dr. Ann Leftwich, we will be hosting an e-learning summit, which is called iPower Up the Classroom. And that is going to be just great work for our teachers on how to use any type of technology that may be out there to better assist our students' learning. And so we're very excited about that. Dr. Leftwich has been a guiding light for us. She teaches a lot of the pre-service teachers at Indiana University and does a fantastic job. So we're really looking forward to that on June 6th and 7th.
We're talking with Judy DeMuth, who is the superintendent of the MCCSC. And Dr. DeMuth, a lot of people think teachers take the summer off like the kids do. That's just not true.
You know what? I've always said that here. You can go around our buildings anytime, and there are people there. There are people at our various locations. We offer continuous professional development. And, you know, it's one thing to offer the professional development, but when you see the attendance and people coming on their own time, by the way, to make sure that they're, you know, on the cutting edge for their students, I really applaud them and appreciate all of their efforts.
I think what's coming up next is kind of interesting because in my way of looking at it, it isn't official until Dr. DeMuth says you are now a graduate. So talk about graduations. We got a bunch of them.
Does your arm get worn out signing all those diplomas?
Absolutely. You know, it's one of the best things we do, right? I always tell people, you know, you may get down during the school year, but you owe it to yourself to go to one of our graduations because it all comes together. And, you know, we all stand there very proud for those students, and it's an exciting day. And they start absolutely next week. It's hard to believe. We had one of our activities for our adult learners last week, and that's kind of their graduation, and that's always a great activity. It was featured on the front of the HT, some of the graduates, and some of the hardships they've gone through. And most of them are a little older and have made it. So that's always a fun engagement that we participate in. And then we start with our graduation school on Thursday the 26th, our Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship on Friday the 27th, and then we have our Comprehensive High School South and North on Saturday the 28th. So very exciting, and we really thank our parents and congratulate our students.
You know, it's kind of interesting because both North and South are now doing their graduation because of the rehab at Assembly Hall. They're doing it in their gyms, and I got to tell you, they do not look like gyms for those graduation ceremonies. They really do a great job in putting on that graduation.
It's really amazing. I marvel at our schools and how they transform their facilities to make it so conducive to a ceremony. And I think they've had a lot of experience, you know, when they host the dance marathon, they transform that place into something magical. They host the prom at South, and that becomes magical. So I think, you know, they're seasoned veterans doing the work, but I was amazed last year. Last year was our first year, and of course we were all very apprehensive, but man, I tell you what, when we went in there, it was absolutely gorgeous. So they did a fantastic job.
Is that going to be a ticketed event this year? How did that work out? Did they have enough room for everybody to do the simulcast and the and everything else?
Yes, it really worked out. There are limited tickets, but it seemed to have worked out for most of our families. And then we also have it on TV in various locations in the buildings. And then, of course, we streamed it into the community. So that seemed to have worked well. And actually, the feedback I got back after last year was that people really liked, you know, being in their home facilities. You know, that there's something to be said about being where you've been for 4 years. It's a little sentimental, if you will. And I think it was pretty well received.
Dr. DeMuth, there's this referendum thingy out there.
There sure is. What an exciting time. In 2010, our community came forward and said, you know, we want to raise these additional funds for our students because we expect excellence. And we have a whole brochure put together, which can be found on our website, in terms of how that money was spent. And, of course, our metrics are out there. And I say it over and over, our metrics are at an all-time high. In every test, award, whatever it is, our students are scoring very well and doing exceptionally well, actually. And we use that as we move forward because our current referendum expires December of 2016. And one thing that's come up as we've done a lot of work in the community is, you know, people still don't understand why this has to happen. And the reason it has to happen is because you get so many dollars per child, and the dollar allocation per child gets you the bare bones instructional methodology of a school or what they can provide. But our taxpayers came forward and said, no, we want a lot more. We want all the extracurriculars. We want high-quality teachers. We want alternative programming. We want the Bradford Woods experience. We want the Honey Creek School. We want the digital materials, the library books. And so to do all of those extra things, the only way in Indiana today to raise those additional funds is through a referendum. And so we look forward to putting the board, our school board has not voted on the resolution just yet. We anticipate that will happen this summer. And when that happens, there will be a ballot question, and that is the referendum question. If the taxpayers want to continue that referendum on behalf of the children of our community. And so you will see a lot of people, a lot of community members very actively engaged talking with people about the referendum. And actually it's a campaign. I tell people it's just like a political campaign. They hosted a kickoff for the PAC committee because a PAC has to raise money for these people to, you know, purchase the flyers and the stickers and all those things that they need to do, just like a political campaign. The PAC kickoff was held last week. They're accepting donations. They have a Facebook page. They have a Twitter account. They're at Yes for MCCSC. And so all of these community members, you will see them at the market. They have a presence, and they'll be talking to you about hopefully coming to the polls in November, moving down that ballot, and going to, we hope, question number two. It was question number two last time, and we've asked again for question number two. So people have to get their vote, and then go down to that question and vote yes on behalf of MCCSE.
Dr. DeMuth, last week we were at a Philharmonic concert, youth Philharmonic concert, and Director Jane Galker made an announcement that pretty much floored everyone.
She certainly did. You know, it's such a pleasure, first of all, for me to go and listen to our orchestra. Those kids are phenomenal, and I really owe a lot of credit to Jane Galker, who, when I talk with her, I say, you know, you actually birthed the baby, and you've raised the baby, and now you have your children, your students right now, you have their parents who came through your program, and in many cases, their parents who came through your program.
40 years.
So when, when you're talking about three generations of students coming through your program, you've raised the baby. And it is really with mixed emotion that I talked with her, and she came to me, and she loves what she does. But, you know, we all have our time. And she announced her retirement, and she did it in such a wonderful, graceful manner, as Jane always does. And we're certainly going to miss her. She will leave a big void. And like she said to me, I may leave a void, but, hey, there's a young whippersnapper out there that has the energy that this program needs. So what a delightful lady, and we certainly will miss her.
Well, enjoy your graduation, enjoy the end of school, and the referendum trail, as you mentioned, will heat up as summer continues on into next school year. And we'll get caught up with you here in a few weeks to see how the summertime in the MCCSE is doing, of course, and we'll do that on a Tuesday down the road. Dr. DeMuth, 1 week from today, school is out, and then on the weekend from this weekend, graduation. It's a busy time, and we appreciate your time on a Tuesday.
Thanks. Thank you for having me.